It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Post Malone may have been cursed. Months before Post's private jet nearly crashed, his Rolls Royce got totaled and armed crooks targeted him. The rapper was hanging with Ghost Adventure star Zach Bagans and something known as the world's most haunted object back in June. So this is like Yiddish, so I have no idea how to pronounce this, but maybe somebody that speaks Yiddish can call us at 317-239-1009 and teach me how to say it. But the object is called the Dybbuk box or Dybbuk box, D-Y-B-B-U-K, Dybbuk, I don't know.
Do not open box.
Whatever it is, it's Yiddish for malicious spirit. And this box actually inspired the horror film The Possession. So after downing some beers, what happened was Zach says he took off the protective case and for the first time ever felt compelled to touch it. He says the Post Malone was freaked out, so Post grabbed Zach's shoulder to get him out of the room. Some say that shoulder touch could have been enough to trigger a curse. Zach believes it's absolutely what is behind Post's string of death-defying incidents, the emergency landing, the scary car crash, and the home
invasion. Then how do we destroy that box? How do we do we set it on fire?
I don't know how you break the curse. Maybe somebody that's like in on whatever this object is
knows. Can we rub garlic on it? What do?
We kill this Zach guy.
We kill Zach, and then it'll go away.
Okay.
Anything for Post Malone.
Justin Bieber has applied for dual citizenship. He'll retain his Canadian citizenship, but he will become an American citizen as well. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin could be getting married this week also, most likely out of the country in Canada in a super small ceremony. They were spotted at an LA courthouse last week to get their marriage licenses. Sources say the wedding will be in Canada. Hailey ended up addressing rumors that they already got married by saying, "I understand the speculation and where it's coming from, but we're not married yet." Gwen Stefani's ex-hubby Gavin Rosdale feels threatened by country singer Blake Shelton's relationship with Gwen and Gavin's kids. Though the No Doubt front woman and the Bush rocker finalized their divorce 2 years ago, they're still having blowout fights over how they want to raise their kids. Allegedly, it's gotten so bad they turned to a mediator. Apparently, Gavin feels replaced even though he's the one who cheated. He's got some anger issues. Since Gwen began dating her fellow voice coach back in 2015, Blake has become a second father to the boys, going hiking and taking them on helicopter rides. And Gavin says that he doesn't like that his children are being raised as little cowboys with all that time spent at Blake's home in Oklahoma. But apparently, it's just really all about Blake. That's where this anger is coming from. Gavin sees this fun-loving country star as a threat. They're saying that the kids are always raving about how wonderful Blake is and all the fun activities they do. And at the end of the day, Gavin is their dad, and he just wants to keep it that way.
No dad. I don't know how women feel, but no father wants to feel like they're being replaced. Even though he's not, he kind of is like the cooler dad, it seems like.
Yeah, totally. And an indie concert announcement. Very exciting. We're going to have tickets. Kelly Clarkson announced her Meaning of Life tour beginning January 24th. She's going to be here at Bankers Life Fieldhouse March 22nd. We're actually going to be giving away tickets to see her all this week at 8:08 a.m. Tickets go on sale September 24th, which is also Kelly's return as a coach on The Voice. Kelly Ballerini and Bryn Cartelli, who won The Voice last season, will serve as the opening acts on the tour. Coming up after 8:15, we'll talk about Eminem finally responding with a rap to Machine Gun Kelly's diss track and Iggy Azalea being mad about it.